Springburg. Rise and shine because it's sunny.
No, rise and whine.
Oh, shine today because it's sunny. High 60.
Depends on what time you get up.
Low around 32 tomorrow. Increasing clouds. High 48, 45. At the Jetport in Greenville right now, 41. Asheville, 36. On Kiss FM. Hornsby at his range.
They cooking this morning, huh?
Later on. The world, according to Stevenson Findlay.
We got Crazy Bob. We got Today in History. We got all sorts of good stuff for you.
See y'all stay glued now here. 99.9 KISS FM, about 4 minutes away from 6 o'clock. 5:56, Stevenson Findlay Show in the morning. It is time.
Yeah.
To get your buns.
Out of bed.
And your biscuits.
In the oven.
Come on.
We are hungry.
Let's go.
Hungry. Pass me the coffee, would you please?
Let's go.
Extra heavy stuff.
Hip, hip,
me Rhonda.
It is exactly 6 o'clock in the morning. It is that great hour of the morning when you roll over in.
And say, oh, no. Do I have to get up, hit that snooze alarm a couple of times?
Now, wait a minute. You were complaining.
No, I hate snooze alarms. I think they're the stupidest thing in the world.
But hey, folks, if you got to be to work at 7 o'clock, hit the snooze alarm one time. You'll have to rush a little bit, but hey, it'll be worth it, right? Right. Get out of bed now if you don't.
Maximum Power. WKSF. Asheville and the Upstate.
Kiss
FM.
The world, according to Stevenson Findlay, plus Crazy Bob and a lot of other
stuff.
Great things.
That's with a capital S-T-U-F-F.
We want to congratulate once again America's team. For winning the cup back. America's Cup is ours again.
Also, the Bulldogs whooping up on them
Eastern Kentucky
guys from, I guess you call them guys from Eastern Kentucky.
Squeak vibe. They did good anyway. Congratulations.
Woo. Remember Big Al's motto, we will serve no swine before it's time.
At Kiss FM, it's 6:05, and we would like to have some of that swine from Big Al.
Boy, wouldn't that be good this morning? Some of that good old barbecue sauce. Ooh, boy, and by the way, for y'all that may be interested, Alice Cooper is having a birthday today. You remember Alice Cooper?
Vince Farnier.
Is that his name?
That is his real name.
I don't blame his name. I don't blame him. I'd change my name to Alice, too. Alice Cooper.
Remember everybody thought Alice Cooper was, he was this, he was that, he was everything weird. You know?
Yeah, well, he was.
We were kids.
Of course, now he's just normal. You know, after looking at Boy George and some of these other guys, he's just normal.
He had a point there.
Yeah, and also...
remember everybody say he was Wally from the Beaver Show?
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, the idiots. back in 1974 today, Patty Hearst was kidnapped.
I remember that day very well.
SLA. What does SLA stand for?
Symbionese Liberation Army.
You got that right.
I was just a kid when that happened.
In 1945, born in Philadelphia. Yeah, right. I didn't hear that. David Brenner was born today, too. And former poster boy for the Chiquita Banana Company. Big old long nose, get it?
Oh, okay. I got you.
But
yesterday we were talking, of course.
What a birthday today.
We were talking about, before we went off the air yesterday, we were talking about people that didn't bathe in certain countries.
You wouldn't mention the country that was...
I still won't mention the country and everything.
On the other side of Hitler's place, right?
But let me tell you all
something. On the west side.
Let me tell you all a little story here. Let me tell you a little story here.
That's the reason Hitler lost the war.
There were Catholic saints back in the 17th century.
Yeah.
No, actually the 15th century, who were so caked with dirt that vegetables could grow off their body. And this is true. This is a true story.
I wonder what kind of vegetables.
Like little cauliflower.
No tomatoes or nothing.
Well, you've heard of cauliflower ears before. That's where that got started.
Mr. Potato Head? No.
Yeah, that's where they got started.
Okay.
But even today, in the 20th century world, there's a country where people, and I mean women, change their underwear every 5 days, and where men, on the average, change their underwear every 7 days.
Mm.
That is the truth, and I swear that's the truth, according to the National Enquirer, which kind of brings this here commercial to mind.
Hello, and welcome to People Who Stink on People Who Stink. What about scripts that stink?
You mean like this one?
Yeah.
Morning on Kiss with John and Chuck, Kiss Crew Morning Men, to make the day the best for you. Good morning.
Yeah!
From Kiss FM.
9 minutes after 6:09, Stevenson Findlay in the morning.
Yeah, time to roll over and show us your good intentions. Yeah, boy, look at that.
Try to rise and whine or tidy
wise and whine.
Time to rise and whine. Time to rise and whine. It's going to be a nice day, sunny, with a high of 60. I told you that yesterday. I was wrong. Today, I'm right. I am serious.
You sure?
Head over heels on Kiss. 99.9 Kiss FM. And Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears. I heard that. And ladies and gentlemen,
6:15.
This morning's show is brought to you by the Stevens & Finley Easy Waterbed Kit. Are you tired of tossing and turning?
Yes.
Night after night on your uncomfortable box springs and mattresses?
Yeah.
Do you long to drift into endless sleep tonight and every night?
Ooh, yeah.
Well, now you can thanks to Stevens & Finley's Easy Waterbed Kit. Yes, just send $14.95 in check, cash, or money order to Stevens & Finley's Easy Waterbed Kit, and you'll receive in the mail 36 square feet of vinyl, 200 gallons of water, a needle, two spools of plastic thread, and simple, easy-to-follow instructions. Now, if you don't happen to be a do-it-yourselfer, simply ask for one of Stevens & Finley's Easy Waterbed Crafters to visit your home in just 4 short hours and an additional $395. The two of you will be tossing buckets of water, foul language, and each other around the room. Now, you may even then wrap up Stevens & Finley's Easy Waterbed Crafter in the remaining vinyl and ship him to Flat Rock, North Carolina, where as part of Stevens & Finley's recycling program, he'll be stuffed and redesigned to an exotic, colorful throw pillow.
And remember, folks, headboards, vibrators, and ceiling mirrors are strictly optional. The following a paid political announcement. 6:15 in the morning. We want to congratulate once again the USA team for winning America's Cup back.
And also the Bulldogs.
Stars and Stripes.
The Bulldogs are beating Eastern Kentucky.
We'll get the complete sports this morning around 7:50 or so. Daryl Hall, John Oates on KISS FM. 99.9. KISS FM. Watch out, boys. She's a man-eater. 6:19, Daryl Hall, John Oates with Stevens & Finley in the morning.
I want all you folks out there that used to get the cheese. You know, remember the cheese?
Yeah, I get the cheese every morning when you take off your shoes.
You think you are the big cheese around here. You just smell that way.
Just take off your shoes.
For all you folks that used to get these free meals from the government, the unemployed folks out there, Taylor Instruments, all you cotton mill plants, you farmers... You folks on unemployment, not unemployment, but your Social Security has been cut.
Like you're going to be in a few minutes.
And
here,
let me tell you something. Congress last night allowed itself a $12,100 a year pay raise.
Now you look, they're passing laws for us. They're protecting our country.
All bull hockey. $12,100 a year pay raise. Now,
you
how
voted
many people around here make that much money?
I'm going to tell you all something. You people wanted a Democratic Congress.
Well, let me tell you something. Listen,
voted for Democrats.
Let me finish.
You got them in office.
Let me finish. But House Democratic Whip Tony Coho of California, it's one of them Californian names, might know, said it was unclear whether that action would in fact repeal the pay raise because the vote would take place after. See, they said they're going to re-vote on it, and they're going to repeal it. They're going to vote against it. But see, what they're going to do, they're going to vote after the midnight Tuesday deadline.
Smart
and House leaders
there,
deliberately delayed action on the pay raise by adjourning for the day in early afternoon. When Majority Leader Thomas Foley of Washington asked for adjournment, opponents quickly called for a vote but lost 221-17. So, folks, all you folks out there that's unemployed right now and don't get the government food programs and your Social Security's been cut, just when you can't pay your power bill and all that, think real nice of you, Congressman,
who
just got a $12,100 a year raise.
All you people who just elected a Democratic Congress.
$12,100 a year
raise.
It ain't just Democrats getting the raise.
When you open a bottle in the school's short history in Division I basketball, UNC Asheville, 73, and Eastern Kentucky, 72. Great game. Of course, all you folks probably heard it there on 13 WIC last night. Great game to broadcast, I tell you that much.
Yay.
It was exciting. And cheerleaders, they didn't fall down. Everything went right.
I tell you what, man, what more can you ask for, right? Yay,
but, you done?
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
We'll see you in 20 minutes. It's 6:30 on KISS FM.
Never heard a cheer like that.
Yay, you know I was a cheerleader.
Are you hungry?
Hey, I am hungry, come to think about it. Yeah. Yay. 99.9 KISS FM, Stevens & Finley in the morning, 6:33 right now. Looking at sports in just a couple of minutes right now, we'll have complete results on the UNCA Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky game last night. In other sports action, Well, we'll cover real quick. In the NBA, Philadelphia downed Indiana, and Atlanta beat Boston. Just a few minutes, complete sports details, along with your advanced satellite weather, right here on KISS FM 99.9. KISS FM, a song about the day Chuck was born. It's called Big Mistake by Peter Cetera.
Yeah, my mama's still paying for that.
It's 6:37
boy,
right now.
You know, folks, I tell you, here's something else that irritates me in the paper this morning. I know I'm not going to read the paper much, but federal judge upheld a Douglas County, Georgia high school senior's claim.
I heard that story on CNN this morning.
That pregame prayers at high school football games are unconstitutional. Now, the court grants plaintiff's request for a judgment declaring pregame invocations at Douglas County high school football games unconstitutional. Now, this is by District Judge Ernest Tidwell. Now, the case arose last fall when Doug Jaeger, an 18-year-old member of the marching band, objected to the prayers, claiming they were in violation of separation of church and state. Of
yeah,
course,
his
Jaeger,
daddy and him are agnostic.
That's what I was going to say. Jaeger describes himself as generally agnostic. Now, see, now, what, all right, now, let me tell you, when we were playing baseball, we always, right before the game, we always knelt down and prayed, which I saw nothing wrong with. Of course, maybe that's back then, those days, and you have all these people that didn't believe in God and all that stuff.
Can I ask you one question?
But let me say something first, though. See, now, it's always saying, well, what about my rights? What about my rights? That's what these people that don't believe in God say, but that's what about my rights? What about the people who do believe? What about their rights?
Chuck.
Okay, what?
One question.
Yes.
If you knelt down and prayed before every game, why'd y'all always lose? Every time. 99.9 KISS FM. I'll be your friend.
That's all I need, George. You being my friend. I ain't going to be your lover.
I wasn't telling you.
There's a law against that, you know.
18 in front of 7.
Man, John, you shouldn't have said that in front of everybody.
Yeah. 99.9 KISS FM. Tonight, of course, at Adams Holiday Inn Central.
Uh-oh. Who's going to be there?
Actually, Holiday Inn Airport.
Who's going to be there?
Who do you think's going to be there?
You!
Yes!
I knew it. I knew when you said that you were going to be there.
And tonight at Holiday Inn Airport in Asheville, it's going to be a hot hair competition.
You going to take yours tonight? You might win. Put a little fuzz on that thing. You know, get you some mousse on there. Not the chocolate mousse, but just the regular mousse. And make that old hair spike up. Make it look like an old porcupine, you know? Set it there on the table and let everybody look at it when they walk in. They say, well, man, this guy's bound to win the hot hair contest.
It all starts about 9 o'clock tonight. Come on out and see us.
Well, you're going to be a big hit.
Oh.
Get you a leash and tie around that toupee.
KISS FM and Loverboy, I can see the heaven in your eyes.
How many bowls of grits that you eating this morning?
Two delicious bowls of instant grits in them. Woo.
Boy, now, if you had something put in there, that'd be really good. Some red-eye gravy.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Some bacon and sausage.
Ooh, son,
oh, some eggs.
Hush your mouth.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, hush.
Some of that great big old ham, you know.
Or some gravy, man, some milk gravy.
Oh, some gravy, too. All that good stuff.
Ooh, hey, in the NBA last night.
I'm getting hungry.
Philadelphia over Indiana, 99-94. Atlanta over Boston, 126-123 overtime. Chicago over Washington, 98-91. New York over Milwaukee, 110-109. It was Denver over Houston, 107-105. San Antonio, 111. Golden State, 103. Utah, 101. Sacramento, 95. And Portland, 117. Phoenix, 103.
And Bill Smith of Edneyville last night was shut out by his wife.
Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Cricket Inn.
Yesterday afternoon.
Did you have to go back and get your diploma?
Yeah, I did. No, they kicked me out.
Oh, okay.
In fact, the principal there was telling me a story about John Stevens, how John was almost kicked out the first time he went out there.
I love it. Tell me about
it. They thought I was a student.
Yeah, they thought you were a student. I was talking to the Principal Dalton out there. But went out and talked to Scott Adele, who was a 6'6".
Yeah, but that was, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah, that was 30 years ago.
No, it was about 5 years ago.
Oh,
actually.
Listen to John. He's dreaming again.
But anyway, went out there and talked to Scott Adele, who played football for A.C. Reynolds out there, 6'6". 280 signing with NC State February 11th. But what a bright, intelligent young man. And nice to talk to, you know, high school kids get knocked down all the time. You
sure
know?
Do.
And it was just a pleasure to talk to him. And the best wishes to Scott over at NC State.
Watch old Paul. I think Paul's going to be his agent. He's already talking to him about being his agent. Boy, I tell you, you're building him up already, aren't you?
1 minute in front of 7.
How much should I get? About 15%?
Yeah, at least 15 or 20.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Up the band.
Yeah, and I just want to say one thing to the fella that called in just a few minutes ago with that ugly remark. May the milkman take your son to the next father and son dinner.
Well, it's 2 minutes after 7. 7:02, another hour of Breakfast in Bedlam, starring Stevens and Finley this morning.
Come say on. Starring or bombing?
It's time to rise and wine.
Maximum power.
WKSF, Asheville and the Upstate. KISS FM.
KISS FM at 706. The state police in McDowell County just called me off of I-40 there.
I'm not here. I'm not here.
They said that Crazy Bob is on his way. He was spotted just west of Black Mountain.
Oh, no.
He's on his way to Asheville. He will be in here probably in 5 or 6 minutes,
and
judging by the way he drives.
Yeah, we're sorry, folks. We're sorry, but he will be here despite popular demand. And coming up later on, John and I are going to be telling you about something going to happen Friday night. We got us,
Well, as a matter of fact, that's
Cindy Lauper is... Oh, you got somebody
quite
here?
Coincidentally, hey, darling.
Hi.
What you doing?
Who is this?
This is Amazon.
Oh, this is my woman here. This is my woman. I'm going to be her manager.
No, I want to be her manager. No, wait a minute.
She's the one with the fig leaf. I'm going to be her manager. John and I have a tough woman that we are managing. And
this is for the tough man contest at the Asheville Civic Center, by the way.
And are you, honey, what got you started in this?
I don't know. I think for the adventure and just to see how far I could go.
Well, that's good. See, now, when I get her out here and work her out and, you know, work her over...
They're going to know I've been there.
Yes, you are, honey.
But you're
going to take everything. You're going to whip John's lady all to pieces.
I wish Big Betty Hogg was here this year, but
Big Betty Hogg?
She didn't make it up here this
year.
You
and her can relate to
each other. She's from Dogtown, Kentucky.
Yeah.
But she didn't make it. Where are you from, Ammo?
Black Mountain.
From Black Mountain.
Now, tell me something, sweetheart. I am a man who really admires tall, large women. How tall are you?
6 foot. Ooh.
6 foot. And how much?
You like them long-legged women, don't you, John?
I like those long-legged tall. I like women that can beat me in arm wrestling. I figured...
Listen, we got secretary up here can beat you in arm wrestling.
So tell me something. 6 foot tall, how much do you... What do you tip the scales at?
185.
So you're going to whoop up on... Who's your woman there, John?
No, they haven't got me a woman yet.
Yeah, they have.
They do?
Yeah. We got to find out who these ladies are.
We're going to find out who I'm going to be managing, too.
And we're going to be right there helping you out, darling.
Well, I hope I do get one of y'all for y'all can help me out.
Honey, I'm going to help you out myself. You just count on it.
So what kind of men do you like, Miss Amazon?
Tall men.
Just men, period,
that's me,
right?
That's me.
Tall. She said tall, not round.
There you go. Tall. Okay, what else? What else?
They're not as small as me because I can't handle that.
Okay, yeah. I weigh you by 30 pounds, I guess. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm.
You like intelligent men,
well,
sensitive
boy,
men?
Well, boy, that knocked you out there,
or
John.
Do you like men that are tough and mean?
The ones that are tough and mean.
Oh, forget. Well, you lost out on both counts there, John.
Oh, well.
Intelligent and tough and mean. John's just sissy and stupid.
Oh, well, hey. Two strikes, what do you say?
Honey, you come up here and see us because we got to talk and we got to work out our game battle, our game plan here.
And we will see you Friday night at the Asheville Civic Center for the Tough Man, Tough Woman Contest, okay?
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
We're looking forward to you coming up and being on the show with us. So, Miss Amazon... You have a good morning. What's your favorite station, by the way?
KISS FM.
KISS FM, 713. Stevens and Finley.
Oh, boy, you're going to have a heart attack here. Son.
In the morning.
I tell you what, folks. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Don't let them in. No, not this morning. I don't need this early.
You boys run around here like a chicken with head cut off. I tell you what. Boss come running around here and see you doing like that. She'll hit the fan, so to speak.
The shoe will hit the fan?
Yeah, boy, you better watch out.
Bob, how are you
this morning? I'm doing fine this morning. I've been out practicing my golf.
You know what's funny, Bob?
Yeah.
The State Patrol called me.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't believe everything they say.
God, 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And here you are here already.
Well, it don't take me long to get here. I know how much help y'all need, and I just decided, you know, to come up here and help you as much as I can.
Well, we need it, like I said.
Yeah, like I said, you know, that's the reason I came up here to help you. You know, I was on the way up here. You know, I came through Edneyville over in that way.
You mean you took the detour?
Yeah, I guess you heard about the excitement over there.
Boy, you must have flown, didn't
you? Did you hear about the excitement over in Edneyville?
No.
Well, it seems this here farmer had this great big old mud hole over there. And in the road in front of his farm, he had his team harnessed and tied to the fence. And by and by, a car would come through the mud hole and get stuck. Well, after a while, a young lady drove in the mud and got stuck, and old farmer hitched his team off up to the car.
This thing's broken.
Let me tell you something. If you don't quit it, I'm going to smack you. Are you not wanting me on or not?
I can't talk, Bob.
Do what?
I can't talk, Bob.
Oh, boy. You can't talk?
Is this working?
Try it again.
Is that working?
I tell you what, folks. This is the best Kmart had. Boss spent a lot of money on this. With it. To heck with it. Let's just go somewhere else. We'll come back later and do this.
Are we on the radio?
Hey, I thought I was the only crazy one around here. Hit a record and we'll come back later. I quit. How we look with our heads up our turntable?
Oh, no. Well, I can't talk on the radio. Kiss FM. Caught up in the rapture of love.
Well, did you finally get it fixed there, ugly?
Yeah, Bobby, we got it fixed.
All right,
but Paul Davis has got to talk now.
Oh, no.
Bobby, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You didn't want me on anyway. The highway patrol's out there waiting on me.
Chuck, go put him back in his jacket there for a couple of minutes.
Bob, come on up. We'll put you over here in the corner.
I don't want to go over in the corner.
Well, you do a lot of things you don't want to do right
now. We'll have Bob on after 7:30 this morning. We promise you. So do stick around.
That's all right.
Okay?
The audience just turned in when you couldn't get him on.
It's 7:19 right now. 19 after 7.
Times are much different in Australia.
That's right. When they went to press, midnight?
They go to press at midnight, and it was right around midnight that the fourth race of the America's Cup was held off the coast of Australia in the Indian Ocean, and Dennis Conner is bringing back that famed trophy.
Okay, folks.
Back to the San Diego Yacht Club.
Let's stand up. Stand up. Put your hands over your heart till you're ready.
All right. Look at that old boat just bouncing through those waves there.
Oh, you look good doing that, you know?
How do you like my American flag shirt?
I like that.
Yeah.
Boss know you wore that?
No.
Okay.
No, I stole it from him.
The stars and the stripes are a shine.
The only thing I didn't like, though, by the way.
What's that?
At the Yacht Club in San Diego, they celebrated by opening up champagne. And now, if it was me, I'd just, you know, open up a can of beer or something.
Yeah, well, you know, they're not as red as you are.
Paul's a classy guy, you know.
A little bit of cheese.
Ouch! We be jamming. We be jamming. Kiss FM and Club Nouveau with Lean on Me, the old Bill Withers song.
I thought I said we're in our pajamas.
Hey, incidentally speaking, we have tickets to the Tough Man contest to give away. Plus,
oh boy,
how you like this? A ski package from Cataluchi. A Cataluchi Subaru race package. That's coming up between now and 10 o'clock. But right now, folks, delayed due to technical...
Well, you gonna let me be on here this time?
Bring him in here. Come on.
I'm Bobby. Already in here.
Bobby, what you doing?
Well, you know, I just had... Reason we messed up a while ago, folks, oh, stupid me, was on the phone trying to call John Faust.
Where are you, Bobby?
Well, what happened was, you know, you were talking about Highway Patrol calling
in. You flew all the way here from Morganton.
Well, old David Miller, he's one of them MacDowell boys. He's working with the Highway Patrol, and he caught me speeding. He gave me the biggest and the meanest look I ever saw and gave me a ticket and said, you better slow down, Crazy Bob.
And now you got points on your license, Bob.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the reason John Faust Insurance, that's 684-8000. That's the reason... You know, I like him because he's about as crazy as I am. Because he has standard rates for drivers with 4 to 18 points on their license.
Nobody's
now, that's crazy.
Nobody.
Here, listen, John Faust here, 684-8000. Only an idiot would offer standard rates with drivers 4 to 18 points on the license. Not that I'm calling John Faust an idiot or nothing, but can you believe he offers rates like that for people with tickets?
Do you realize that even Crazy Bob can be insured by John Faust?
Yeah, you're about as crazy as me and John both, but John Faust.
Bob Faust.
Yeah, John Faust's going to come up here and tap dance on your nose. Him Bob.
No, Bob Faust is the brother he doesn't talk about.
Yeah, he's the one down there rooming with me. But you can ask John Faust Insurance, they got an easy payment plan. You just call him up and you say, hey, John, old Crazy Bob told me to call you and ask about that easy payment plan with your insurance rates for drivers with 4 to 18 points. He'll just sit there smiling as he takes down all the information and write your name down and give you insurance. He'll say, yeah, send me a check now.
So Crazy Bob is insured by John Faust.
Yeah, just don't tell everybody that. John Faust told me not to tell everybody that. 684-8000,
that's the number to call. John Faust Insurance.
You know, how are you today, John?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, you know, I was talking to Tim Edwards. That's that afternoon disc jerky. You know, at 3 o'clock here on the Big Kiss. You know?
Yeah.
Well, talk to me. Don't stand there like a knot on a log.
I don't tell everybody, but I do know him.
You got to talk to me, son. Was that from your upbringing? Your mom and dad used to set you in the corner and not talk to you? John!
I ain't like Chuck, you know.
They couldn't shut that boy up. They put him out in school and they'd just set him in the corner and everybody'd leave and he'd still be talking. Anyway, old Tim, we were talking about the sad state of morals in the world today. Tim looked at me and said, Crazy Bob, you know, I never had relations with my wife before we were married, did you? And I looked at poor old Tim and I said, well, I don't know. What was her maiden name? Yeah, well, I tell you, not doing too good today there, Stevens boy.
99.9 Kiss FM, home of the fresh new music mix. Hear all your favorite new songs first with GT tonight. Hey, if you see Carl McGalliard, old handsome Carl, tell him to have a good day today, okay? All right. 7:39, 21 in front of H. Stevens and Finley in the morning with Survivor. Hey,
Kiss FM and High on You Bar Survivor. I'm a graduate of the Chuck Finley School of Broadcasting and Practical Embalming.
And you failed both courses.
Downtown Old Fort, North Carolina.
And Old Fort's not really too proud of you. Tracy Lida, by the way, is 17 today from Hendersonville.
You two can be a radio announcer and pronounce names on the radio just like Chuck Finley
does.
Yeah,
the easy words.
Three easy courses in how to read birthdays. Wedding announcement.
And read Redneck and Yankee of the Day.
Hey, by the way, speaking of birthdays, we have Eric Bagley with a birthday today.
Eric Bagley.
Eric Bagley from Nashville, North Carolina.
Tommy Harrison. You know old Tommy. Tommy works over there at the Sheraton. He says, happy birthday from his sweetie. Now, it says 28 years old. I don't know if his sweetie's 28 years old or if he's 28 years old. No, I think Tommy's 28 years old. I wish I had a sweetie to call and say happy birthday to me.
And listen here.
I just wish I had a sweetie to call.
Now, coming up Friday night, we're going to be out there at the Asheville Civic Center for the Tough Man Contest.
Yeah, John and I are going to MC it, and plus...
Big Mama Pouch.
Wait a minute. Big Mama Pouch. Is that your wrestler? Is that your wrestler?
Standing at 5'10".
Well, listen, the Amazon. I got the Amazon from Black Mountain.
No,
now.
You got Deborah Lynn Crook. Boom, boom,
Wait a minute. What happened to the Amazon?
I guess she's coming too.
She didn't trust me, huh?
Boom, boom, Crook's
going to
be out
boom
there.
Listen, Boom, boom's going to whoop up on Big Mama. Yeah, I'll tell you that right now. Folks, I tell you what, maybe you can call us up and give some hints on how to train these.
Y'all
girls.
Come out there, y'all.
I'm going to take old Boom Boom out in the woods, and I'm going to train her good.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I'm going to train her.
We're going to get Big Mama fitted up in a pair of Big Mama pantyhose, and she's going
to... You better be nice to her. She'll whoop up on you, but you wait old Boom Boom gets up there and takes care of her. Old Boom Boom a Boom Boom.
Come out and see Big Mama Pouch versus Boom Boom Crook. Friday night, we'll be there at the Asheville Civic Center. You be there, too.
John's the Jim Cornette of the Tough Man Contest.
You idiot. 5 feet in front of 8. Sunny today, high around 60. Kiss FM, Chicago. And Will You Still Love Me? From the Chicago 18 album, 11 Away From 8. Call us on the Kiss FM listener line. We want to hear from you. 704-257-2741.
Tell him Chuck Finley needs a raise.
Tell him Chuck Finley's the ugliest disc jockey in the world.
Call it up and say Chuck Finley deserves a big, 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 big raise.
Sports is brought here.
Yeah, you and the rest of the
Well, you know your old so American classy, slices of cheese and, you know, a good
well,
old American beer.
I have to agree with Paul on that.
I hope the guy was drinking New York or California champagne.
I hope so, too. You know, I never thought
of
that.
That was French champagne.
A little easy for you to say, right?
I've had a little too much myself this morning celebrating.
Yeah, let's hear it for America's team again there.
I hope they had some Vienna sausages.
Oh, yeah.
Ritz crackers.
All the good stuff.
Good old Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Maybe some bologna sandwiches.
Hey, that'd be good, yeah.
You boys ain't got no culture. I ain't going to talk to y'all no more.
You promise.
Y'all ain't got no culture, no upbringing, and no learning.
Yeah, but we have fun.
Emotion and lotion. Yes, sir. It's 1 minute after 8. 8:01 right now. Another hour of breakfast in Bedlam.
Yeah, Lord.
John Stevens and
the lovely Chuck Finley.
The legend in his own shower.
I heard that.
Now, a little bit later on this hour, like within 10 minutes, the world, according to Stevens and Finley. You don't want to miss that one.
Or maybe you do. Who knows?
Maximum Power. WKSF. Asheville and the Upstate. Kiss FM.